Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Petey Mac.
And it's your boy, Big Keith, man.
And welcome to the Big Keith and Petey Mac podcast, man. Good afternoon, y'all. Well, it's probably the evening where y'all at. It's afternoon where we at right now.
Yeah. So, a little bit about us. 2-4 deployed sailors. Really can't tell y'all where we at. But, you know.
Well, I think on Facebook, Instagram, we probably about to put out where we are at. I mean,
if you find out, you find out. I'm not going to tell you. You know
what I mean? Act like he doing something real important. We ain't need us doing important. Nah, man. Me and my boy, Big Keith, we hooked up, man, because friend of mine I went to A school with.
Shout out Dots.
Yeah, that's his name. Dots, IT, two Dots.
Yeah.
He introduced us via a mention on Facebook, and then I ran into him. I like, man, this is a big dude, man. I got to watch what I say around this cat, man.
So,
Nah, come to find out, this man just a child, man. I swear to God, I'm 5'5". He all a 7'1". I feel like I'm walking around with a child. Like, hey, get back here. Stop acting stupid.
Look, we got to have a great time, man. The Navy put a lot of stress on you, so I have fun.
There's nothing wrong with the Navy. The Navy pays me great on the 1st and 15th. I have nothing bad to say about them.
What else are we here for if it ain't the 1st and 15th?
The thoughts expressed by Big Keith belong to him and him himself. They are not associated with the Big Keith and Petey Mac podcast. Yeah, so, bro, what you think about being deployed over here where we at, man?
You know, it's real dangerous. You know, something might happen to me on my walk to Pizza Hut or my walk to Subway. You know what I'm saying? Real rough conditions.
Yeah, we do have Pizza Hut and Subway on base. Shout out to Subway. Be open 24-7, even though after you just got from the gym, sweat it all out, now you can get you a foot-long Italian BMT on white, loaded down with mayonnaise and teriyaki and all that. But the Pizza Hut is weird out here, man. You know what I had weird about that Pizza Hut? They don't put, like, I like pepperoni. They put the pepperoni under the cheese. Like, I almost cussed these poor people out one time. I said, let me get a pepperoni pizza. I get the pepperoni. Like, yo, I want my pepperoni. The pepperoni is under the pizza, man. So you got to bite into it, and it's under the cheese. Like, I don't want it under the cheese. I need to see my pepperoni, man.
My brother, you supposed to stay away from the pepperoni.
Oh, God. Man, you better go on with that. Go on with that Salagam Salam shit, man. I ain't trying to hear that.
You supposed to stay away from the pork anyway, people.
You know, Keith was just joking about that, about the pepperoni and the Salagam Salam stuff. But on the real, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, y'all. I hate overly woke people. Like, you can't do anything without them coming up with some crazy, out of left field, black history fact or some power to the people moment. Everything don't require that, man.
And let me say, there is nothing wrong with being in touch with your consciousness, but there is, in fact, a time and place for it. Not every conversation deserves a so-called woke response.
Exactly. Like, you know, we trying to watch the Super Bowl, them saying, yeah, huh, you know, yeah, y'all enjoying them scoring a touchdown, but you know what them white folks up there in the press box doing? They enjoying the millions of dollars that this brother just, come on, man, I got 70 bucks riding on the game. I need to cover the spread, dog. I ain't got time for that. You know what I really feel about this whole woke situation? It's mainly a bunch of, like, I feel like it's a bunch of females who want to make themselves seem more than what they are, make it seem like they're deeper than what they are. They don't want somebody to think, oh, she's just a pretty face, nice body. And so they'll do that to make you think that they're smarter and they're deeper than what they are. But, and it's also the brothers who trying to hook up with them too, that be perpetuating it too.
And I will say this, the real brothers who I get knowledge from, they don't have to go and announce the fact that they are woke or that they are conscious.
You ain't never lied.
You can tell by their walk and their actions that they are in touch with their inner consciousness. So if you are, in fact, conscious or woke, let your light shine.
Thank you, Brother Keith, for that moment. Yeah, for real, man, because I remember when I was stationed in San Diego on my ship, man, we had this dude named Markel Jones. He happened to be a Muslim. He ain't never be in your face about it. He ain't never tried to quote the Quran. It just was something different about him. And then one day, because he stayed right above me, and we got these things down there where we bunk called the burdens on the ship. He stayed right above me in the bunk, right above me in the burden. And I saw he had a Quran, and I was like, oh, man, I didn't know you was Muslim. And he's like, yeah, man, I was like, well, that explains why you're different. Real cool, brother. You know, showed you he was woke by his actions. He will sit down and will tell you some good things. The only thing I just had a problem with, though, is they would always put him to serve the bacon at breakfast. And you know Muslims, they can't eat pork and nothing like that. And he'll make me feel bad, like I'm selling out the black race just because I want two strips of bacon. And it would always be the day, you know how sometimes bacon be too hard, it'd be too soft. It'd be every day to be that just right bacon, he'd be up there.
The medium bacon.
Yeah, he'd be up there and I'd be like, yeah, John, let me get some eggs, some hash browns, some brown. He's like, some what? What, you want some of that swine? You want some of this swine, brother? Some of this rat, the white man. I like, oh, come my goodness. Then he just put it on my tray to look at me. Stay woke, McCarver. Oh, I mean, you know what? I'm not even hungry no more, dog.
I once heard a brother say, this swine is divine and for a belly of mine. And it was at that moment I noticed, if you're from the South, you're going to eat that pork, man. That's just what's going on. It's the best meat. It's the worst one for you. And it got a stronghold.
Why did you come with a ghetto Dr. Seuss moment just then, man? That's what's going on. And I feel bad because I low-key liked it. Like, that should have been in the Negro version of Green Eggs and Ham. Like, that's what I felt like that should have been.
The swine is divine and for a belly of mine. You dig?
All right, now speaking of wokeness, we're going to actually switch gears to something that all people, especially people of color, especially young males of color, need to be woke about. And that's the miniseries, When They See Us.
And for those who don't know, When They See Us is a miniseries, and it documents the infamous Central Park jogger case.
Well, I won't say the Central Park 5, but however you want to look at it. But for those of y'all don't know, it was 5 young African-American men from Harlem in 1989. They got sentenced for a crime that they did not commit. You want to tell them what the crime was? Because I don't really want to go in detail. Just talking about this makes me...
So these 5 young men were wrongfully convicted. Well, let me reverse. They were tried on charges of rape and sexual assault and attempted murder, but were eventually convicted of lesser charges. And they received sentences from 5 to 14 years because one of the defendants was 16 years old and was tried as an adult at the time.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I could not watch the movie. I just couldn't bring myself to watch it. I called myself trying to look up a little clip of it on YouTube because I know that somebody was going to have a little clip up there. The clip I ended up seeing was where Corey Wise, one of the 5 young men played by Jarrell Jerome, was going to see his mother in the Rikers Island. That's, for those of y'all know, that's New York City's correctional facility. He was going to the visitation room to see his mother played by Niecy Nash. And his mother obviously had a hard time going to go see him. He sat down, talked to her, and like, see me more. And like, he just like broke down. Cause for those of y'all don't know, Corey Wise actually was in solitary confinement. He was in isolation because he's 16 years old and you're in there with a whole bunch of hardened adult criminals. So he actually be put in there for his protection and he almost lost his mind.
And this is a young man who had a prior mental condition as well, had trouble reading, had trouble writing. So when they took his original statement, he said he couldn't read the statement because himself did not make that particular statement. These young men were coerced into making their confessions. They were rounded up based on the color of their skin. There was no DNA, no eyewitnesses to match them to the crime. And now in 2019, without DNA or eyewitness evidence, that wouldn't even made it to trial.
You can't say that because there's actually, you heard about that guy who got convicted of rape and all he did was kiss an underage girl that was in a bar. They don't have DNA or anything like that. All they said, they caught him kissing. If she snuck in there and they got him for 12 years.
As eyewitness, they seen him. These 5 men weren't seen at the scene of the crime. Nobody can put them there. Nobody can put them at the scene of the crime. And the timeline was doctored to where they basically put themselves at the scene during their confession.
Would you want to know the sad thing? We were talking about Corey Wise's situation. You know, he only just went up to the jail, just arrived to jail with his friend
Yusuf.
Just because he didn't want him to go up there by himself.
Yeah, man, it's a sad situation. And there's 2 things that I took away from this. One is young black men, young people everywhere, know the law, know your rights, know that you're entitled to a lawyer. And before you say anything, your lawyer or at least your parents should be present.
It should go like this. Am I being detained? No. Am I free to go? No. Lawyer.
Second thing, who I put most of the blame on, other than the crooked prosecution, I put the blame on their parents for not being educated enough on the justice system and knowing how things are going. I was personally born in 1993. I don't know how New York City was back in the 80s, but apparently it was rough.
No, I know a lot of people I've talked to, like not just Navy superiors, but a lot of people I know that was around New York. They said the 70s and 80s, man, them cops used to, New York City Police Department officers used to beat up on people like Nazis. They were just like, that's when they had stop and frisk going on. They said, I know a bunch of people, they said being black, if you saw, at the time, their cop crews were baby blue and white. They said, you saw baby blue and white roll down the street. They said, man, they damn this shit they self. They said, man, this is going to be the night I'm going to be able to go home. Am I going to end up in the city more? They just ran wild. Like, they were thugs with badges. And you don't put, I'm going to put this on Laura Fairstein. She was wrong for that's the prosecutor that they had.
Linda Fairstein.
Well, I don't care about having the name right. She's wrong. I'm wrong. She's wrong. Linda, Laura, whatever your name is. That's why everything falling apart for you.
Hey, you get out what you put into this universe. It's a crazy thing. Things come full circle.
Cause she had
you reap what you sow. Ultimately reap what you sow. And things are coming full circle for Miss Fairstein. Fairstein.
Well, fair. She didn't take that out of her name.
Hey, Charlemagne said that too. You know, ain't nothing fair about Linda Fairstein.
Let me not do it Sunday, and that's a.
But woman. A big thing.
But no, it's good for her because you know what's good about this? She lost her book deal with her publishing house. She had to resign.
And they need to reopen all her cases. Every case that she was ever the lead prosecutor on needs to be reopened.
She had to resign from Columbia University where she taught law because all the black students boycotted against her. She had to resign there. And Glamour Magazine took back her being Woman of the Year for 1993, which I don't see why because she ain't that cute. Her hair's uneven. And she looked dusty.
Nah, but really, parents. I know the police said that they could go home and the lead detective said they can go home and all that. But most of the blame should go on their parents for not being educated enough to the law and for allowing their kids to make those confessions and for ultimately signing off on those confessions.
Like I said, man,
I was actually watching an interview with Antoine McCray to where he said he never forgave his father and that his father was a coward for allowing him to make that statement. And that's powerful.
I'm going to be honest, man. Like I said, I couldn't watch it. Because, one, I knew the story about it before. Because I remember the first time I ever heard about this was when I watched Spike Lee's Jungle Fever. And I remember it was a scene where the white Italian guys were in the restaurant. And one of them mentioned Central Park. And I asked, like, Central Park, and there was an older guy I worked with, because I was working at McDonald's at the time, and this guy happened to come down. How he ended up in Mississippi from Brooklyn, I don't know. But he explained to me about that, and I looked it up on the internet, I'm like, oh my goodness. So I already knew this story beforehand, and I just can't watch stuff like that. Like, that's up there with Roots and 12 Years a Slave. That's one of the movies I can't watch because my job in the Navy, I work on a lot of white people. And that's a movie I don't really want to have to, like, really want to talk to anybody. You know, that's Caucasian after a while. Cause like, when I watched 12 Years a Slave, my roommate, I was in training in Pensacola. My roommate, nice guy, cool guy. I watched 12 Years a Slave. I told him, I said, bro, don't look at me and talk to me for 3 days.
I will say this, though. I was looking at social media and looking at everybody's reactions and how they reacted to when they see us. The first thing I took away, there are a lot of Caucasian people who I know they felt disgusted, and I appreciate that. That they can actually look and admit guilt. Because I know for white people who are on the other side of that, that's hard for them to do. It's hard for them to admit guilt. So the ones that I seen who basically admit their guilt, you guys are allies, and I respect that.
Well, I can't really say
another thing that I seen is people saying the justice system is failing us and things of that nature. The justice system is not failing us. This is how the justice system is intended to run. This is not news. This is nothing new, and things like this are still happening today. So I do say people who are acting surprised or shocked at this miniseries, I just, you're supposed to know, like, this is not news. This is what's going on.
It does have this all the time.
So you shouldn't be surprised. So I feel like if you're surprised, then you really don't know what's really going on.
But you know what was funny, though? Because people saw this, and I'm not shocked by it, but it's like when I remember when Right Boy Rick came out, it was a lot of people that was watching that movie was trash.
That's a great
movie. That movie was trash.
Right Boy Rick is a
Matthew McConaughey saved that movie. That movie is garbage, man. That movie was hot garbage.
If you haven't seen the movie White Boy Rick,
and for my Spanish speaking people, basura, that's what it was.
If you haven't seen the movie White Boy Rick,
don't waste your time. YG. Don't even read about it. If you see it in the red box, take it out, break it, and just go about your business. You save somebody 2 hours and $1.75 on some garbage. But that's taking me off. We derailed. The reason I'm saying that about that is because when people saw White Boy Rick and they saw how many years they threw that young man in the movie for selling dope, and it was a lot of my Caucasians were like, oh my God, I can't believe they'd do a child like that. Like that's not shocking. They do that to us every day. You'll be all right. So that's how I feel. I was just used to it. I mean, I'm used to it. It's just sad, but that just, I just can't bring myself to watch it because I already know the story, and that's just not something I want to, I don't want to relive that for 2 hours. Well, not 2 hours, but I don't want to relive that for
four segments
at 1 hour and 30 minutes apiece. I just can't, because those boys' lives were taken from them.
Hey, man, but it's nothing new, and regardless of the story, it's great to see it put on screen. The acting is great.
Oh, yeah, the acting was phenomenal.
The cast is a great cast, a star-studded. Like, well, not really star-studded cast, but it's a lot of solid
Niecy
actors.
Niecy Nash, John Leguizamo, Blair Underwood, Vera I can never pronounce her name. She played Matt Damon's girlfriend in The Departed. I can't never pronounce her last name.
Josh Jackson, who was Charlie Conway in my favorite movie series, The Mighty Ducks.
That's another time, another day, but that is a good movie. Jesse Hall was the man. But anyway, so that star-studded. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. But like I said, I just couldn't do it, y'all. That wasn't one. Speaking of Charlie Conway, now to sports.
So, you know, the NBA Finals has just wrapped up, and congratulations to the whole six.
We the North!
And the Toronto Raptors for winning the NBA Finals 4-2, and congratulations to final MVP Kawhi Leonard with averages of 28.5 points a game, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists and 2 steals.
And some fresh braids. He ain't got a frigid joint in. I'm glad he got his braids done for that.
He is the only person to reverse the curse of the cornrow. He's the only brother out here with braids that's still succeeding. So big shout out to Kawhi Leonard for that. And yeah, there's a lot of salty Golden State Warriors fans out there. And all I can say is everything comes full circle. They won their rings. And ultimately, that doomed them.
You know what killed them about Golden State? We were injury riddled. You ain't see it anyway. I said, okay, well, ain't nobody cry in 2015 when y'all beat Cleveland, and Cleveland was injury riddled. What was y'all the uproar about that?
And in 2018 in the Western Conference Finals, when Chris Paul goes down, y'all are down 3-2. And then y'all win the next 2 games while Houston is also banged up. Now, I will say, wish for a speedy recovery to KD and Klay Thompson. Those are very serious injuries.
Yeah, they were.
And it looked gruesome, and I hope they get better because they made the league competitive, and it was good for the NBA. Well, but
I will say Klay Thomas makes the league competitive.
Klay Thompson, fool.
What I say?
You said Thomas.
I'm just bad with names.
I already know you about to go in on KD.
No, I'm going to go in KD. No, man, because, you know, KD, no. Wish the man a healthy recovery. I don't want nothing against him. My thing with this is I'm happy they lost because of him, because I'm still mad about that move he made, 2-3 seasons ago. I'm still mad about that. You know, you get put out by a team, and then you go to them and win. If you be, I'm a champion. No, you a chump. You ain't a champ. You a chump. You a chump. And then everybody like, man, why you hating on? That's the nature of the league. No. I understand we're in a trade-heavy league. Nobody really stays with one team for their whole career anymore. I understand it. But that's like, I'm not going to go to a team that put me out. It's like if I'm a blood, I get beat up by some Crips. Hey, I ain't riding with y'all. I'm going over here. I'm with Crips now, y'all. I'm good. Let me take all this red out of my closet, put all this blue on.
And I will say this about Kevin Durant. You know, very inspirational MVP speech. But you was crying. You was all teary.
Oh, man, that's
you
the end. Okay, now see,
you was a nice guy, and now you behind Golden State, and y'all winning. Now you tough.
Yeah, now you like Dub Nation Bay Area, you know?
Now you thugged out.
No, you ain't Tupac. You're like Tupac. You was all when you was on Interscope. You was positive and keep your head up. Then you go to jail, get you a couple tattoos, and now you West Side on different. Keep that same energy you had when you was with Interscope, aka Oklahoma City, that you got with Death Row, aka Golden State. Keep that same energy.
I'm gonna keep it 100 though. KD, one of the greatest scorers of all time. I'm gonna keep it 100.
When you got a team full of all stars, that shouldn't be hard to do. You know what I mean? That's not KD.
He was a great scorer before. But in his defense, he wasn't.
Let's put the blame on who really lost this series for him. It's Ayesha Curry. I blame her.
I'm not even gonna go into that.
Yeah, it's Ayesha Curry.
I'm not even gonna go into this.
It's her fault. You wanna get up there doing the NBA playoffs and say that foolishness about, just like guys that give me some attention like they give. Still, first of all, you ain't led no team to 7-3-9 regular season. You ain't an NBA All-Star.
You're not the face of Under Armour.
You're not the face of Under Armour with them new dad shoes. They get their dad shoes. What you do? Who you got a cookbook? But why people need to recognize you? Why people need no. And the thing is, I like Ayesha Curry. Everybody making fun of her. She got all that baby. I like her chubby cheeks. The chipmunk cheeks. Everyone wants to pinch them. She's so cute. I like Ayesha Curry, but
Ayesha, fool.
I said Ayesha.
You said Ayesha.
She can't respect her husband.
I will say this.
And I know I said Ayesha. I didn't say Alicia.
I understand her stance or whatever.
No,
I don't necessarily agree. I understand where she's coming from. But there is a time and place. And during the NBA playoffs is not it. Okay.
Exactly. But you know what, though? I'm just so happy because remember that picture they released? That they photoshopped. Obviously, a picture with her and Steph, and they had like Kawhi's arm around her. Whoever released that, you are a jerk. You're funny, but you a jerk. You are a jerk. That's so disrespectful. But I'm not even mad at Ayesha Curry for what she said at the red table with Jada Pinkett. I'm mad at Mama Curry.
Sonya.
Mama Curry. I'm just calling her Mama because I don't want to. Because you claim I messed up Ayesha. I know I didn't say Alicia. I know I said Ayesha.
You definitely said Ayesha.
I said Ayesha. We're getting with an A and N with an A. We know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Big. What Pop say? Big snake, big hoe. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm talking about. She sat there and let Ayesha say all that about her son. I just would like for people to pay me some attention. Like they pay, some men pay me attention like the women pay. Steph. First of all, girl, women are paying attention to Steph because of who he is. I've talked to a lot of women. Women don't consider Steph no snack. They don't even consider that man a nibble. So you ain't got to worry. Don't nobody want no Steph. Man, I would punch Steph because he looked like a ninth grader who just transferred to. I want to, no, you can't, this street ball, dog. This ain't the ball in the suburb, bro. No, we play hard out here. Man, we play hard out here. But now I'm going to tell you, who tripped me out? What is this new trend where celebrities from whatever city that the team won, they can just come up to the podium now after the championship and claim it like that, like Drake. You saw Drake?
There's celebrities, and then there's Drake.
Okay, I ain't.
Drake is on a whole nother level.
Hold on.
Celebrities.
Time out. Because like Kevin Hart is the man right now. He went up there feeling drunk as hell, but he still went up to that podium when Philly won.
Once again, there's celebrities and there's Kevin Hart. Say what you want. People don't think Kevin Hart's funny. That's cool.
Oh, no. Kevin Hart's hilarious. Every time you look around, he's in everything now. But Kevin Hart is hilarious.
A lot of people say he's not funny. A lot of people say that.
How many of them have sold out shows and they got millions of dollars? They got a fine, beautiful wife like him. Exactly. They just hating. Haters.
That's between them and the good Lord. But he's on another level.
But for him to hold the trophy and hug with it like Michael Jordan did in the 91 final. Come on, man. Did you see the photo?
I myself did not see the photo.
Bro, it's...
But Kevin Hart is a megastar.
Not Kevin Hart. We talking about Drake. I ain't talking about Kevin Hart.
I thought you said Kevin Hart.
I said Drake. I said, you see the picture of him hugging the
same thing. Drake is a mega star. He's an ambassador.
I'm about to say, don't say Drake and Kevin Hart are the same person. One is clearly a short, dark skinned dude from Philly. Another is a light skinned beige.
A waffle color warrior from the 60s.
Okay, I ain't called him that. Waffle color.
But they are both mega stars. I can't get on the podium and do nothing. Security would have stopped me. I can't even get into the game.
I don't think you can. But hey, look what Chris Brown said. You can't even get in.
I can't even get in. Drake can get in. So that's just
bad. Okay. I'm just waiting for the mixtapes. I thought he was gonna have.
He dropped two songs.
Yeah,
I myself ain't listened to him, but he dropped two songs.
Is he crying on him?
Nah, he apparently they fired. I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
But the North, man, it just
hey
the North. All right, y'all. Well, this is the first episode of the Big Keith and Petey Mac podcast.
Gang.
All right, man. If you like it, like, please let us know, man. If you didn't, well, we did more than you probably could do. But
all right. So don't panic. Be cool and get paid.
All right. You want to tell people how to, before you hit the stop button, you want to tell people how they can probably get in touch with you on social media? I mean,
you can't.